It's time for Harvey's Huddle.
It's happening.
Wow.
Right now.
It's on. It's happening.
With Brian Harvey. ADD Radio.
Like you're even paying attention anymore.
On KTYV. Sports on FM at 105.7.
You are tuned to Harvey's Huddle. Welcome back to the program. It's me, Brian Harvey. It's the Winter Carnival edition of Harvey's Huddle. Harvey's Huddle today brought to you by our friends at Alpine Lumber. For all your building materials, go see Skip and the gang. Employee-owned and operated, the contractor's choice and the homeowner's friend. Also, a big shout-out to Central Park Liquor in Central Park Plaza. The lowest prices and best selection in northwestern Colorado, guaranteed. And, of course, Mountain View Car Wash, sun's out, guns out. Steamboat's only full-service car wash, home of the Unlimited Wash Club. And as promised, I've got the legend, Mr. Jim Moose Burrows, with me. Jim, how are you today?
Doing great, Brian. It's a day like today. You got a little ski behind me. You get reminded how your legs don't do as well as they used to, but you can't have better days than today.
No.
Unless maybe it's snowing.
Yeah, and we'll take a little bit of that, and it looks like later in the week we may get a little of the white stuff, and boy, yeah, do we need it. This is a pretty dry season.
Boy, you got that. I just was talking to friends out in Mammoth. They just got buried this week.
Well, they're west of us.
So maybe it's our way.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Let's keep our fingers crossed there. So, you know, Moose, you've been around town for a few years, and I know you've got some great Winter Carnival stories and just stories of Howlison Hill and growing up here in Steamboat Springs. Member of the 68 Olympic team. Well, talk about some of your Winter Carnival memories. What's like your favorite? Do you have a favorite Winter Carnival memory? And I've heard a few.
As a kid, one of my favorite ones was, you know, that used to be a huge event in terms of what the ski world was all about. The first year I was here was the year Anson Samuelson set a new record for skiing, you know, in the United States when he went 316 feet. Then in, I know it was in 1957 during the Winter Carnival, they had two Finns, the Finns that were second and third in the Olympics in Cortina. Showed up here, and I was overwhelmed. Ivo Hakkinen, I think he was the silver medalist in 56, and he's jumping, and he has new Gefaller jumping skis, and people from all over, and they had the ski train with about 13 cars came in, and all the people disgorged out right over there where the bridge is from town, and they had a big event for skiing, and then they had the long jump, which was I'm getting old, I can't remember that. It was the Merrill jump, long distance jump. That's when they threw out all the judging, and you could start wherever you wanted to and go as far as you could, and everybody always looked forward to that. And of course, the 90-meter hill, was the biggest deal in the United States at the time. So when it comes to ski jumping, so that was a big event.
And there weren't many other ski jumps in the nation at that point, were there?
Oh, actually, there were a lot of jumps. None of them were as big as Steamboat. You know, we had the biggest one, you know, in terms of the major jumps. Now, you know, there's still four or five like that. But they had Duluth and Westby and all those. And then in 1968, which is February 8th, was the Olympics going on in Innsbruck. And that Olympics, we had a big jump. We had the jump going on that week. It was big. And I was standing waiting for my second jump of the day off then was the 90-meter. Now it's called the K-120, which whatever. And I'm standing there, and they stopped the deal, and Marvin Crawford was announcing, and he said, well, we got this flash from the Olympics, and Billy Kidd got second, and Jimmy Hugo were third for the first men's medals in the Olympics ever.
Wow.
And that was, I was standing on top of the hill, right? Another ski racer from Boulder named Rocky Bush was standing right next to me. And we said, wow, that was pretty amazing.
Oh, really? And then to think a few years later, Billy would make Steamboat his home.
Right. Well, he had, you know, after the 70 World Championships is when he sort of came here. But he used to come up to, he stayed at our house for years before he came up here. So he was well connected.
Well, I had Loris on the show on Monday, Moose, and he talked about when he was doing Winter Carnival, you know, it was open to all high school, up through senior year in high school, where now it's basically 12, 13, 14 years old is sort of the cutoff date. So you may get a freshman in high school, but that's about it.
See, I don't understand all their rules anymore. The best part was that we all were in the street events. Everybody could be in the street events. It didn't make any difference who you were. And then you could go down and you could kibitz with the guys riding the horses. And so the guys would try and get the guys that think they could hang on, because there was a little award for the guys driving the horse to get the winner. And in those days, we didn't get ribbons or anything. You got prizes like socks or gloves or long underwear. That was the deal to win on the street events.
Absolutely. Any good memories on those street events of and how have they changed? I mean, as far as what you guys did with the ski joring side of things.
Well, the ring and spear event was a one doozer, you know, because it was always close to one side of the road or the other. They'd have the little hoops you had to spear those rings, and then you could, the faster you could go, the more the event was. And the ring and spear was a big deal. They don't have that anymore. And those horses would go fast. Chester Wheeler would always bring out his number one race horses to get the fastest kids if he could.
Back in the day, I mean, Steamboat was a little looser, because I remember you've told me some stories about winter carnivals where perhaps there were horses in bars and that kind of thing.
Well, it depends on how much the guys got. You know, there used to be the chariot races too on the carnival.
Yeah.
And those were wild events. A lot of, you know, that was over at the rodeo grounds. And that was a good one. And you never knew where the horses were going to end up. That wasn't so much the winter carnival. That was just Steamboat in general.
You were on the World Cup tour. You went to CU, correct?
I went to the University of Colorado, right.
And you raced there. But ski racing was a bit different because, you know, and talking to Loris the other day, you guys did everything. You did every event. You didn't specialize. Talk about that a little bit.
It is and it wasn't. Because at that time in the NCAAs, it was men only. And there could only be 8 people on a team. And then 4 people could race in each event. So those of us that came out of Steamboat, they had jumping and cross country, and then downhill and slalom. And now they don't have downhill. And the downhill was always the first event on the Saturday. For a lot of us, people didn't understand, when you grew up in Steamboat, you jumped a lot. And so all the Steamboat kids that raced in the college events were always jumpers too, because there was lots of guys that specialized in cross country, and there were a lot of guys that alpine guys that didn't run cross country or jump. So we had to fill out the bank. That was a very big bonus for me, because when I was at the University of Colorado, I knew every weekend that they had a NCAA race, I was going to get starts in the giant slalom, and I'm in the downhill and the slalom. So I'm getting a lot of starts that guys like Spider and the other guys couldn't get because they didn't have jumping in their background. And I knew I was going to get, and at that time, NCAA skiing was as good as the FIS. So that's why Steamboat kids did very well, is we had a lot more starts and we had a lot more experience than a lot of the other people could do. And that was one of the things. We'd come to the winter carnival, and I remember that between jumps off the 90-meter hill, I'd have to change my boots and skis and go run the slalom race down Howelson in between the jumps on the down off the 90.
Oh man! Yeah,
so it was a big scene out there.
Oh, it sounds like it. I mean, you have Spider Savage. You have the names that you're throwing out right now are legends in the ski world, not just, you know, in Steamboat, but beyond.
Well, that was one of the things in those days. It was harder to make the University of Colorado ski team than it was the Olympic team, because the University of Colorado team was the Olympic team. You know, you had Buddy, Jimmy, Billy Merold, Jimmy Huga, Billy Kidd, Spider Savage, Loris. Well, Loris wasn't on the TU team, but you know, that was, so that was a tough order to do. You know, there's only 4 guys on the TU team, and there was 8 on the Olympic team. So,
wow. And Bobby Addy, he was the coach, correct?
Bob was the coach of the University of Colorado, and he was also the U.S. ski team coach.
Well, and for those of us who grew up watching ABC Sports, he was the voice of skiing. Like, he was as a kid, I didn't really know who he was.
So, you know, this year we got the Winter Carnival coming up, which is, you got to be ready for, is because we're having pro racing now. And Bob, when he finished skiing, finished coaching the U.S. team, he started the World Pro Skiing Tour. And this week, during the Winter Carnival, we're having one World Pro Skiing race. And then the day after the carnival, on Monday, we're having the Moose Barrows Cup over there, which is a dual race. So it's all part of the Winter Carnival this year, which I think is a great big bonus, because it's, you know, it's really bringing some some big names back into the Winter Carnival.
Yeah, and they're going to be, I think we're going to be able to live stream it, and because they are limiting number of spectators, but there's easy ways to watch it both on the computer and I think on channel 6 and channel 18
as
well.
That's the way, what's his name? The guy that does the TV, and you can do it right. You can do it right on your computer or off your phone. Watch the race and see the real time finish.
So whatever we get to see in a couple of weeks on CBS will be a cut down version of it. You're going to be able to watch the whole race, and they'll be announcing the whole thing. I think it's going to be pretty slick, and it'll be a lot of fun. Go ahead.
I think it's a great bonus for the carnival this year.
Well, and Howelson, you know, I mean, I think a lot of people who aren't in the ski racing world don't understand, you know, Howelson is steep as all get out. And when people come to race, they're not used to racing on a hill like Howelson, certainly not training on a hill like Howelson. Talk about what an amenity Howelson Hill is to our town.
Oh, first of all, well, I mean, you got to look back. We haven't produced a lot of guys in our most recent years, but training there is the best training facility on earth, you know, for skiing, for alpine skiing. Faces north, it's got good snow, good pitch. If you need to go flat, you can go out the backside. You can do lots of speed training, all in a very compact venue. The second thing is nobody understands this here is that none of the ski resorts are having any ski races. The only places there are ski races going on is Howelson Hill, Copper Mountain, and Eldora. But there is, because they have the controls that they can make it work. You know, at Copper, they have their special training venue so that they don't have to get the COVID thing doesn't interfere and they can make it happen. Same way at Eldora, and the same thing at Howelson. It's what a value asset. I mean, it is unbelievable.
It's awesome. It's, you know, as I told you, you know, my son is a young mogul skier. You know, he's 11 years old. And you look at the face of Howelson, and he's got training tonight, and he had training last night, and I can sit in my car and watch him ski with the alpine skiers. You know, he's ripping bumps on the left bump line and the little ripper line right next to the Pama. You've got kids on the ski jumps jumping from all ages, from the bump jump, 20 meter, 30, 40, 90, you know, and beyond, and they've been using the big one, the K120. This year, they've got that one going, which is awesome. You've got snowboarders off to the far right. I mean, it's really incredible what an amenity that is, and
it's unbelievable.
You know, and tourists look at it and they're like, oh, what's that little hill? I'm like, yeah, you go try to ski that face. Have fun.
Well, just go over and see how it works. And it's what you don't understand is there's always that availability to challenge yourself, and that's what makes good skiers. It's none of this. You know, you can talk about a lot of the coaching and everything else, but when these kids are challenged day in and day out, that's when you get really good.
No, absolutely. And I seem to remember you telling me a story about you and Spider doing a little wax testing late at night. Do you want to recall that one for our listeners?
No, that was a John Clyde Keeley in it.
All right. Well, let's hear that one.
Well, we were over there. We were ski testing. It wasn't wax testing. We were ski testing. K2 skis. And we were over there till late, you know, like it was 7:30. And all the kids were still hanging around because Keeley was a famous guy, and you know, he talked a little funny, and how good it was. And Keeley looked at us afterwards. He says, "I'd have been a lot more nervous about you guys if I'd have known this was this good." And Keeley had come. The first time Keeley came here was to come for Buddy's service. He flew from Europe to come over here for his service here.
Wow.
That's how much the world of those guys respected what happened in Steamboat. And that was that was all before the Steamboat Scary even existed.
Well, yeah, I was, you know, just talking to Heidi Bowes Delaney, and her dad was, you know, a racer out of Oregon and on the West Coast, and he fell in love with Howelson Hill and moved here before the mountain even opened with his seven kids.
Oh, yeah, a long time before the, yeah.
So
he also had a good deal as an engineer. He was a good, he checked the dirt. He was a geologist.
Geological engineer, geotech.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was friends with everybody in town. He was great. But all those parents, they were involved with all the races, and everything worked great. You know, their little ski hill out there in Strawberry Park was a pretty good place, too.
Oh, yeah. She told the story about how when she and Patrick got married, the whole family was out there. They got married on Christmas week, and the dad you know, had them all boot pack the hill. And then they had the family races and Patrick had to participate. And Patrick coming from the East Coast, he like me, we didn't grow up racing.
And we had all those, you know, we had jumps all over town in those days, too.
Really?
You know, one year in Winter Carnival, they had a big ski into the swimming pool, too, which we couldn't do anymore either. They had a jump built over off the side of the hill, and they jumped on their skis into the pool.
Oh, I've seen that.
Splash.
I've seen that video. Some of the free doggers doing some pretty amazing aerials into the Old Town Hot Springs. Did you participate in that?
Well, no, I didn't do that because I was ski racing, but... Those were that was before any ski racing hot dog. Those are just normal people just
right.
having fun. There was no such thing as aerials and ski, and they were just doing it. And you look at some of the swimming suits that some of those girls were wearing, they were a little dated too.
Absolutely. Well, Moose, I really appreciate you taking the time. It's always fun to catch up with you, and hopefully soon we can have a beer together and sit down and reminisce some more.
So, Brian, you know me. Anything I can do to help all the people understand what happens at Howelson and how important it is to the growth and to the heritage of our town, I'm always more than willing to talk all day long. So that's great.
Well, having a kid in the program, I'm appreciating it even more. You know, the coaching is fantastic. You know, he's right now, Griff's being coached by Kenzie Radway, who is, you know, on the World Cup mogul team. She had to do a competition last week, so she couldn't coach. You know, so that kind of stuff is just, you can't get that anywhere else.
You know, that's what Gordy ran and all those guys used to set the table on and try to continue that. So,
well, Moose, we thank you for all that you've done over the years. Can't wait to see you in person when we get through all this stuff. And again, thank you so much for taking the time. It is Harvey's Huddle. It's the Winter Carnival edition of the show. This week, we're celebrating Winter Carnival and Winter Carnival memories. We've got more here on the program. Big shout out to our sponsors, Alpine Lumber, Central Park Liquor, and of course, our friends at Mountain View Car Wash. You are tuned to KTYV Sports on FM at 105.7 and on the World Wide Web at steamboatradio.com.
Boxers or briefs,
you're going to need a cup.
Sports on FM. KTYV Steamboat Springs.